Have you been offered the Delaware Life Dual Track Income Annuity? Well, don't make a decision until you watch episode number 70 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everybody. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In today's episode, I'm going to do an overview of the Delaware Life Dual Track Fixed Indexed Annuity with the Income Rider. Now, with all my product reviews, I want to make a disclaimer that there really are no, quote, bad annuities. There's only bad recommendations and bad strategies. So right out of the gate, I want to let you know there's nothing wrong with Delaware Life Insurance Company, and there's nothing wrong with the Dual Track Annuity. So obviously the dual track is offered by Delaware Life, which has an A- rating. They were founded in 2013, and as of this recording in 2025, they have over $51 billion in admitted assets, very strong financially, and they offer life insurance, MIGAs, FIAs, and I believe just a single variable annuity. Now, some of the details specifically about the dual track FIA is it's obviously a fixed indexed annuity that comes with a guaranteed income rider. There's a minimum of 1 year deferral period to start the income. So if you're looking for immediate income, this would not be appropriate for you. And most likely it wasn't even recommended. It has an income rider expense of 1.2%. That's pretty average for any type of income rider, so not a big deal. It has a 9% roll-up rate on the withdrawal base, which is the amount that your income is going to be calculated from at any point in the future. If that doesn't make sense to you, go back and listen to the Atlas Annuity Podcast, episode number 25, to really get an in-depth understanding of how roll-up rates work. And then this is interesting because it comes with a 150% index credit towards something called the performance withdrawal base. What that means is that you could possibly get a higher income if, and I emphasize the word if, the indexes perform. Now, this is an actual illustration that was provided to a client of mine who I had put a strategy together for. So he was 62 years old, and the strategy I had put together for him had a second annuity in place that was going to provide income for the first 10 years of retirement, and then a second annuity would kick in. So he was getting a second opinion, which I'm totally fine with. I think you should always do your due diligence and you talk to as many people as you feel you need to talk to get the comfort level you need to be at. So he was 62. Is 62, and this annuity was going to be deferred for 10 years. Now, the annuity that I had recommended to him had a guaranteed income of about $2,100 more per year. Now, at first, that doesn't seem like a big deal, but if you start adding it up over a 20-year period, that most likely he will be collecting this income, that's an additional $42,000 in guaranteed income. So then it starts to look like a huge deal when you do a side-by-side of the guaranteed values. But he was most intrigued by that possibility of getting a higher income. So he was really captivated by this hypothetical page. And the way this works is that if the indexes perform above the guaranteed roll-up rate, every 5 years, Delaware Life will assess those two numbers. And if it outperforms the guaranteed roll-up, they will make that higher number the new withdrawal base that they calculate your income from. And then at that point, when you start the income, they will give you a higher payout. Here is my concern about this hypothetical page, is they were using two different indexes that were actually created in 2023, and then they were using backtesting models. And the way those work is basically they say, okay, if these indexes existed over this time frame in history, and you were receiving the exact same rates that we're offering you right now, then you would have gotten these returns. So it's completely hypothetical, which is exactly why it says hypothetical in big bold letters at the top of this page. And what I tell all of my clients that I work with, don't ever sacrifice a higher guaranteed income based on a hypothetical income from another company, because you're probably going to get the guaranteed income, which would be the lower amount in this situation. Now, like I told my client, if he was willing to take the guaranteed lower amount, that's no problem. I'm happy to work with Delaware Life. I do business with him. If he wanted to go with the other guy and let him do it, that's totally fine. But I did not want him to expect he was going to get this hypothetical income 10 years in the future, because most likely he was going to be very disappointed. And again, that's not a shot at Delaware Life or this particular product. It's just the reality of how these indexes work. Because again, we can look at the pros of this particular annuity, which again, Delaware Life is a good company. The guaranteed income is actually pretty competitive at the time of this recording, which is now April 2025. Depending on when you see this, that could change dramatically. I don't know. And it does have that possibility of a higher income above the guaranteed rate. The cons, though, which we were kind of touching on, to get the higher income, the growth of those indexes must outperform a 9% compounding rate that you're already going to get with that guaranteed income rollup. When I told my client that part, that's when it kind of really clicked with them that you're going to need some dramatic increases to outperform a 9% compounding rate. You can only qualify, this is another con, you can only qualify to get those increases every 5 years that you defer the income. So if you're going to need income sooner than 5 years, then there is no opportunity. That's a completely moot benefit at that point. And the increase is based on performance of three newer indexes that do not have a true track record. Okay, these things are completely unproven. So they're not offering you S&P 500 on this particular annuity. So you really got to keep that in mind. I've seen a lot of people get burned on these hypothetical indexes, these proprietary indexes. Always stick with the contractual guarantees that are being offered, and then you'll never be disappointed. And as I said earlier, never ever sacrifice a higher guaranteed income for a hypothetical income unless you can afford to do it. Now, if you have been offered the Delaware Life Dual Track Income Annuity and you're looking for a second opinion, I'm more than happy to talk with you. Again, not a shot at Delaware or the annuity itself, but a lot of times there's just a smarter strategy on how to use these annuities. And if you're new to the annuity world, and this is the first one you've ever looked at, a really good starting point for you would be to go and watch my flagship video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, which you can find by going to atlasannuity.com and just clicking on the videos tab, and you will find it right there. And if you are ready to get your own Atlas Annuity strategy, the best way to get a hold of me and get your questions answered is by going to atlasannuity.com or by clicking the schedule a call button in the top right corner of any page on my website and book a short time to where we can do a Zoom or have a phone call. And always, if you are liking this information, you're finding it helpful, help us out and please like and subscribe to the podcast and or the YouTube page. Share the information with someone that you think can benefit from it. And again, I want to thank you for joining me. This has been Marty Becker with episode number 70 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.